This is program number LW2576. Puppets on a stage. That's what we are. Hi, this is Larry West. You know what a puppet is, and you know what it does. Whichever string the puppeteer pulls, that's what the puppet does. We're like puppets. We've got strings, and there's something that pulls them. There's something that controls all of us. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's worry. For a lot of people, loneliness controls their lives. There are a lot of different things that control us. Once upon a time, there was a father and his son talking one day about money. The man's name was Dombey. You might have heard of him. Charles Dickens is the one who wrote the story about him. Anyway, Mr. Dombey and his son lived in London. And Mr. Dombey was a proud businessman there who longed for the day when his son would come into the business with him, and he could name his store Dombey and Son. Well, when little Paul was born, that's the boy's name, when he was born, his mother died in childbirth. And that was one thing that made him so much more precious to Mr. Dombey. Well, when Mr. Dombey and his little boy were talking that day, the little guy could see something that his father just couldn't. I want to tell you about it. You know, it's amazing what children see. They help us sometimes to have a little insight on ourselves. I've just got to read to you their conversation. Here's the way it went. Little Paul asks, "Papa, what's money?" Mr. Dombey was quite disconcerted. "What is money, Paul? Money?" "Yes," said the child, laying his hands upon the elbows of his little chair and turning his little face up towards his dad's. "What's money?" Well, Mr. Dombey would have liked to give him some explanation involving the terms circulating medium, bullion, rates of exchange, value of precious metals in the market, and so forth. But looking down at his little boy in that chair and seeing what a long way down it was, he answered, "Well, gold and silver and copper, pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters, you know what they are." "Oh, yes, I know what they are," said little Paul. "I don't mean that, Papa. I mean, what's money after all? What can it do?" "Oh, well, money, Paul, can do anything," Mr. Dombey replied. "Well, then," answered little Paul, he said, "if it can, why didn't it save me my mama?" You can imagine how that grabbed Paul's papa, Mr. Dombey, and to answer it, he couldn't. And according to Charles Dickens' story, money couldn't save little Paul either. You see, he died too. And Mr. Dombey, even though he married again, never had another son to satisfy that vacuum. He found out the hard way that he was wrong. Money can't do anything. But the little boy showed his dad what had been pulling his strings. It was money. What controls your life? If Mr. Dombey was right when he said money can do anything, then why did J. Paul Getty, described one time as the richest man in the world, say that he would trade all his money to have the happiness of a man who comes home each evening to a wife and a happy home? If money can do anything, why did George Vanderbilt III, who at the age of 21 came into $20 million, at the age of 35 received another $20 million, but when he was 47 he leaped to his death from the 10th floor of the Mark Hopkins Hotel in San Francisco? Why? There's nothing wrong with having money now, but the dangerous thing is that money has a tendency to begin pulling our strings. Think about this. He is the one who is truly poor, whose only goal is to make money. One day Jesus Christ was talking and he said something, well, that's staggering. He said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." In other words, whatever you decide is most worthwhile in life is exactly what you will allow to pull your strings. That will control your life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet entitled, "What Controls Your Life?" In it, we talk about several things that control us and how we can switch to let God take master control. I think you'll like it. Why don't you write me for it? It is free. There's no cost, no obligation. What controls your life? Let me send it to you. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.